Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Masechas Avos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Tazayin Yud Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zeichah Refan Yerziva Kahagon Bekar of Mamesh. And the Mishnah continues, Huay Omer, he used to say, this is still Divrei Rabbi Kiva, Hakol Nasan Bei Ravain. Everything is given with the guarantor, Umetsuda Prusa, Akol Achayim, and the trap is set, it's spread out for all of life. What does this mean? It's really, it's a mashal, it's a parable, that just like an Arev, a guarantor is always there to collect the debt from. If you lend money to Reuven, but he has Shimon as a guarantor, so you're not worried about collecting the money, because you could always go to Shimon, even if Reuven doesn't have it. So a person has guarantors which will ensure that he's punished for his misdeeds. For example, the Gemara tells us that a person's feet will bring him to where he's supposed to go, even if it means him being harmed. That means his feet are his guarantors. And because of this, it's actually very positive. Hashem might delay punishment and give one the opportunity to do tshuva because he's not worried about collecting payment. And the second part of the statement is also mashal, Mitsuda Prusa, Kol Achayim, that there's a trap set out for all of life, which means just like if you have a trap set in which a fish will definitely be caught in it, it's the same thing. Hashem, so to speak, has his trap set out that he will be able to punish a person for his misdeeds. We continue with another mashal. Hachanus psucha. The store is open. This is a mashal for life, that the world is open. You could do whatever you want, even if it's averis. Vachen v'ni makif. And the storekeeper, he gives credit, which means Hashem allows a person to do averis and bad things, and he, so to speak, takes them on credit. He's not going to punish a person right away. Vapinkas pesuach. And the ledger, the notebook, is open. It's there to have the person's misdeeds written down in it. And don't think that Hashem is going to get distracted and not write everything down. V'hayad koseves, the hand writes things down. Everything a person does is written down in that ledger, in that notebook. The Mishnah continues, V'chol writes a little voice, Yav V'yelva, anyone wants to come and borrow, he's more than welcome to. This is similar to what we've said previously, that Rishus Nisuna, a person is given permission to do as he pleases, good or bad. It's completely up to him. He has full-fledged Bechira. And V'hagabayim achzirim tader b'chol yoyim. The Gabayim, the messengers, they come around every single day to collect payment. The same with the Makolet guy, the owner of the store, the Chenveni. He sends messengers to go collect debt from people. Hashem as well sends messengers to take payment for the averis that a person does. And actually there's a benefit in this, that every single day a person might receive a small punishment as opposed to every once in a while receiving some whopper of a punishment. It's much easier to deal with it if it's a small punishment. And this is even from an adam midaitai vishlai midaitai. A person gets punished, he gets payment collected from him, whether he knows or even if he doesn't. That's whether he remembers the avera or even if he doesn't remember it. And yeshlai mamasha yismaychu, they have what to rely on. These guys that are collecting the debt, they have a notebook, they have a ledger that says that so-and-so borrowed X, Y, and Z. Same thing. Hashem has his Pinkas, his notebook, this ledger that says that so-and-so did such a deed and therefore he's allowed to get punished. And v'adin MS, that makes the judgment 100% truthful. The Mishnah concludes with something very positive. V'akol matukon l'suda. Everyone is prepared for the suda. This is referring to both Rishayim and Tzadikim, that after they have whatever din happened to them, whatever is necessary is done, then they're all prepared for the suda, which is referring to Olam Haba. Everyone eventually will receive their reward. And moving on to Mishnah Yud Zayin, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Amir Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Im ein Tyra, ein derech eretz, and im ein derech eretz, ein Tyra." If there's no Tyra, there's no derech eretz. If there's no derech eretz, there's no Tyra. Derech eretz over here means the proper way of acting. That's what we might call midas tayvais, speaking properly, proper way of interacting with other human beings and other people. And what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is teaching us is that if a person doesn't have Tyra, there's no such thing as derech eretz. Even if you think you might be acting properly, it means nothing if it's not based off of the tenets of the Tyra. And by the same token, if a person doesn't have derech eretz, he doesn't have Tyra either. It could be that he learned a lot of Tyra and he knows a lot, but if he's not acting with proper Derech Eretz, then his Tyra isn't worth much either. We have something similar. Im ein chachma ein yira, im ein yira ein chachma. If there's no wisdom, there's no fear. If there's no fear, there's no wisdom. If a person doesn't have chachma sa Tyra, if he doesn't learn, he doesn't know anything, so he can't have proper yiras Hashem. And by that same token, if a person doesn't have proper yiras Hashem, so his chachma is not worth anything. He could learn a lot, but if it doesn't lead him to have yiras Hashem, so his chachma doesn't really count. Another thing, im ein bina ein das, im ein das ein bina. What are these two things? So bina is understanding the base matter. It's understanding the thing itself. Whatever the thing is, it's understanding what the thing is. This is what we might call the what. And das is the why. It's understanding the reason behind it. So Elazar ben Azariah is telling us that if a person doesn't have bina, he doesn't understand the what. He can't possibly know the why. And if he doesn't know the why, so the what doesn't really make a difference. That's the ein bina. He doesn't have bina because you can't just know the what. You also have to know the why. Also, im ein kamach ein tyra, and im ein tyra ein kamach. If a person doesn't have flour, which means food, he doesn't have basic sustenance, so he can't have Tyra. He can't properly learn if he doesn't have food to put on his table. And by that same token, if a person doesn't have Tyra, then ein kemach, that means what's the point of the kemach? The whole point of having parnasa, of having food, of being able to eat and being able to support yourself is to be able to learn Tyra. If a person's not learning Tyra, so what's the point of all the money that he has? The Mishnah continues, Huay Omer, he used to say, still with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, kol shechachmasa merubah mimasav, anyone who has more chachma than his deeds, which means he learns more Tyra and has more knowledge than his actions and his mitzvahs. L'mahu daima, what's he compared to? L'ilan shanafim rubim shrashim watin, to a tree that has many branches but has very few weak roots. V'ruach ba v'ikarta v'fachta alpanav. A wind comes and uproots it and flips it on its face. Shemar, we have a pasuk that supports this. V'haya ka'ara barava, will be like a lone tree in the plains. V'lo yira ki yavai toiv, he won't see when good comes. V'shachan charid b'midbar, he just dwells all dried out in the desert. Eretz m'leich v'loy seishev, a salty land where no one lives. That's a tree. It might be big and beautiful and have tons of leaves and branches, but it's in a place with no water. It's in a desert. It's all by itself. One wind comes, flips on its face, and it's all done with. That's a person who might have a lot of chachma, a lot of Torah, knows a lot, but he doesn't translate it into action, into doing mitzvahs. He's going to end up falling and becoming nothing. But if a person has more ma'asim than chachma, which is not really possible, it really just means that whatever Torah he does know and whatever mitzvahs he learned about, he accomplishes that to the best of his ability. So what's he compared to? To a tree that might not have such big branches, they might not be very numerous, but Visharasha Merubin has a lot of roots. Shafilu Kal Ruchas Shabbailan Bayas Vanashis Bay, even if all the winds of the world come and blow against this tree, Ein Mazizin Hasemim Kaimai can't move it away from its place. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Vahaya Ke'etz Shasla Mayim, it'll be like a tree planted on water, Al Yuval Yashal Sharashav, and its roots are spread out near water. Vlo Yurakiyavachaim, it doesn't see when heat comes, Vahaya Leu Ranon, its leaves are always fresh, Ubishnas Batsaris Layidug, in a year of drought, it doesn't worry, Vlo Yamish Masais Peri, and it never stops producing fruit. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up Torah Mishnah Yud Ches and Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.